Coming up, our new wonderful thing. Matt moved on and talked about something very special on a masterclass. You Win, where we had a fantastic picture. And Cross Gunner, where we talked about shots that can be taken not particularly during the match or during the game. And also kind of being ready to shoot stuff when things kind of just, you know, pop out of nowhere. I guess the most important thing is that we really don't want any crappy shots that we get on Flickr. Episode 32 is next.
You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line!
And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building. Hey, shoots a
charm! Unbelievable!
Oh, by Sailor Brick! And get his dog one, too!
I don't believe it! David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup Finals!
Well, take him out, son. I mean that, take him out.
Konnichiwa, this is Liu Vogel.
Shalom, this is Matt Cohen.
Welcome to Big Lens Fast Shutter, where we demystify the world of sports photography. And if you have forgotten, and I know you haven't, it is never too late to send couple love bucks and euros, whatever currencies, our way. Since this is a 100% user-funded audiovisual entertainment, please click on the PayPal donations link on our website to show us how much you love us. Because we're here to make you a better sports photographer. So, without further ado.
News. Here at News, both Ryu and I will tell you our best and worst shoot of the previous month. And we talk about ourselves. Because we hate each other.
Indeed we do, because I think we just spent an hour talking about something that we fundamentally disagree. So it's quite interesting. Matt even said at the end that we probably just did the podcast and... Should we just like skip the whole thing and just go on to what we want to talk about, the thing, or should we do the good and bad? Very quickly, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah, let's do that.
Very quickly. Go ahead.
So we're going to come up with a new service that we, yeah. I should have written this down first.
Okay, no. So this is a service that we have come up with. This is a paid service. So, you know, calm down, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. It will be $100. And what we will do is that we will critique your portfolio. What is different from Training Ground is that you're going to submit 15 of your best pictures that you'll be, I don't know, if you want to join an agency, if you want to join a newspaper, I don't know if they're ever going to hire you, but just in case you want to. And we will talk about it in either public form or in private form. But it will be on video. So therefore, you can decide if you want your portfolio critique to be on public YouTube video or private YouTube video, so you can only see it. You're the only person who can see it. We'll probably write about a bit more on the post and we'll discuss it probably even next month. But Matt is going to briefly tell you why this is going to be a very, very good thing for you and me and the entire world. Matt Cohen.
So a lot of this is drawing upon my own experience. I was very lucky to have kind of a mentor as I was getting started. This is a guy that shot for Sports Illustrated in the 70s and 80s and went on to be a picture editor at a bunch of different magazines and newspapers. He is the one that got me interested in shooting sports. And so what he would do is he would just say, you know, send me 10 or 15 pictures that you've shot in the last couple months or whatever. And he would be pretty brutal. And it's kind of the attitude that I bring to Training Ground is that, you know, you're going to learn from hearing about your mistakes and hearing about the pictures that didn't work a lot better than the ones where you did. Like if a picture worked, he would just say, yeah, this one works, keep it. But he would spend a whole lot more time talking about the ones that didn't work. Probably do this every 3 or 4 months. I would send him a CD with pictures on it or put them up online. And he would do this for me and I would send him a real nice bottle of wine afterwards. And, you know, to make it worth his while for doing this because it was really valuable. And I got better a lot faster than I would have otherwise. You know, listening to people on Facebook and Flickr say, oh, wicked shot, man. So the idea is that we don't want to have to flood everything with advertising and we don't want to have to go to where we charge for everything that we do. But we feel that this is a really valuable service and it's a steal for how much better you'll get rather than, you know, being able to put up two pictures in training ground or put one in podium or you win and hope that we talk about it a little bit. This is 15 pictures and we'll definitely spend some time telling you everything that you're doing right and wrong. And like I said, for $100, that is a steal.
So we're going, so as a summary, $100, it's 15 pictures. You get to decide if it's going to be critiqued in public or private. That's really it. We'll do a lot more, like we'll get into details in the post we have actually written up. But you can read about it a bit more because we'll also come up with a name for it because, you know, we like to have catchy names. But that really is it for news. Before we forget, we'd like to have some donations this month. Thank you. We thank... no, we can't do this because I forgot to do the countries. So for all of you who donated this month, please wait. We will thank you next month. Matt and I, we absolutely wasted our time bickering about something we had no business bickering about, and we just lost a lot of time. We can't get back that time. So just wait, it will happen. Sorry about that, guys.
Wow.
that it for news? That's it. We're not going to even do the good or bad because we're pressed for time right now. Unless you're demanding us, we need to know like what we did in the past month in September. You can write us and we'll send you an email. Okay, that's it for news. In Masterclass, we pick a topic in sports photography and we serve it on a plate to your ears. You got something to say? Tell us at biglensfastshutter.com. Matt has got something very important to say in this masterclass. So the table is yours. The ear is yours. The conch, you got the conch. You got everything is yours. So I'll say, that like that. So go ahead.
All right. So the idea for this came when I was looking for pictures for us to use in Cross Counter. So this is going to be my Cross Counter picture, and it will also be linked under Masterclass. So if you want to go to the blog post for this episode, you should do that and check this out because this is kind of what led me to pick this topic. What we're seeing in the group is a lot of the same kind of pictures and a lot of people who are just clearly not listening to anything that we're saying. It's great that you got access to a high school football game or a drifting race or whatever, but we're still seeing the same stock action kind of pictures. It's too much. What we need to see is people who are thinking outside the box. That could either be taking different kinds of pictures where you are, or it could be going to other places and taking pictures where more interesting things are happening. This picture is a picture of four ladies in old style kind of swimsuits and wraps around their heads with fruit on them or something, coming out of a locker room. There's a sign on top of it that says cold, and it's for the UK cold water swimming championships. And so it's like a polar bear event where, you know, a bunch of old fat guys jump in the water on New Year's Day. It happens in, you know, every city that has a body of water next to it. But this one is different because it happens to be four ladies in colorful swimsuits instead of big, fat, hairy guys. I was thinking about this because things like this happen all over the place. It's not just swimming things, but it's, you know, they have these Red Bull things where they go through the middle of the city, or they have the ones where you build your own aircraft and you launch it off the docks and see if it flies, and if it doesn't, then you get wet. There are things that happen outside of stadiums. There are things that happen at the places where you wouldn't necessarily think they are, but you pass them every day and they're publicly accessible because they're happening in public land or, you know, places that have been open to the public. That's really important because this kind of picture, ladies in crazy swimsuits coming out of a locker room, you're not going to get this because at a traditional kind of sporting event. And I think we have too many people who are, you know, they look at the schedule, oh, my local high school team is playing this week. And they pack up their bag and they drive to the stadium and they get on the field and they set up their gear and they shoot and they come home and they edit and whatever. But there was no thought involved. It's just, I'm going to go shoot what happened rather than going and searching these things out. You know, I'm looking at this picture and I'm hoping that most of our listeners, if they saw something like this, these ladies, they're coming out of bathroom stalls. The yellow swimsuit is coming out of a yellow door, the green one out of a green door, and on and on. That even if you were just there passing by and you had your camera phone, that this would be the kind of picture that you would shoot. You know, you would submit it to us and Rio and I would say, oh, wow, this is great. You're definitely thinking outside the box and you're shooting something that, you know, wasn't two guys going after a ball, and that that might kind of encourage people to think outside the box and look for different kinds of events. This kind of made me remember when I first started shooting sports, I didn't have any kind of credential access at all. Like, I wasn't shooting for anybody. And the first sporting event that I shot was a tour of California. I think I've been over this before, because it went, the first stage of it went right through the downtown part of San Francisco. There were views of the bay and the ocean and Alcatraz and the Golden Gate Bridge all in the background. And you didn't need a credential, because if you got there early enough, you could just stand right at the barrier and shoot whatever you want. You could move around. You could go to different parts of the course, because it happened over the course of several hours. And these are the kind of things. Like, I would just pick up the city paper, see what kind of events were going on, and shoot. It wasn't for any money, but I had no experience. I had no portfolio to speak of. And so the early days of my portfolio were basically, what events are going on that I can get into? We were just talking about it. One of the things that we were arguing about before the show is that, you know, you could just go to any park and shoot, you know, pick up soccer game, or you could shoot kids, or you know, a lot of people can get into their high schools, but you might not have the gear for it. So this picture that we're talking about of the cold water swimming is that you wouldn't need any kind of gear to shoot this. You could shoot it with your phone, you could shoot it with a 50, you know, anything. You don't need a 400 or, you know, even a 70 to 200 to shoot something like this. But we have way too many people who are going out to high school football games or, you know, small track auto racing or whatever, and shooting kind of the same pictures over and over again. And, you know, I know the feeling. I know, you know, you go out there and you're like, oh, that's great. I put in a good day of shooting. And but you come home and you have 200 or 300 or 1,000 pictures that look indistinguishable. If you made them thumbnails and you scrolled through all of those pictures, they would look exactly the same as every other one. And if you go into Flickr and you make a set and you put up 50 pictures, they're all going to look the same. And I've seen it, because I've been clicking around people in our group's pictures, and this is what I see. We have a one-a-day limit, so people are putting up, there's a motorcycle race, and some guy made 200 pictures at it, and he is dutifully putting up one picture a day from this motorcycle race every day for as long as I can remember. And you know what? Every single one of those pictures looks exactly the same. I don't care about what the race was. I don't care how important it was. All I care about is that somebody went to that track and just kept pushing the button. They didn't look around the pits. They didn't look at the fans. They didn't look at people carrying crazy signs. You know, the Tour de France, there's this one stage where this guy dresses up as a devil and runs alongside the bikes for as long as he can. I don't see any of that in these pictures. All I see are, this is where the track is. Things are going to happen on the track, so I'm going to sit there and I'm just going to keep pushing the button. And that's exactly what it looks like. It's just pushing a button. Could be a mouse on your computer for all the difference that it makes. So what I'm challenging you to do is to find these kind of events where you can get right up close, where there's no credentialing, where there's nobody that's going to be in your way. Look for color, look for patterns, look for interesting backdrops, look for things that are happening, look for, you know, when one of the good things about shooting in public spaces is that they'll be fans in your shot. So if somebody is competing, if they're, you know, if it's a, like a, in San Francisco, we have something called the Beta Breakers, where it's a 10K where people run from the bay to the ocean all the way through the city. People wear crazy costumes. The spectators wear crazy costumes. People get wasted, but it's still a real 10K. So you have people who are running it for a time and they might look real serious and they're tired or whatever. And there's somebody pounding a beer in the background, or there's somebody that has a costume on who's running next to them, who they're passing or something like that. So you have to look for these juxtapositions and look for interesting pictures, because if you don't have the kind of gear and you don't have the kind of access to be able to shoot the top level things, you still need to make interesting pictures. Because if you put up, if your portfolio is 15 high school football pictures shot with the same lens at the same stadium or whatever, people are going to just pass right by that. And you have to believe me when I tell you that. Look for things, look for public events. Red Bull is doing all these crazy things in cities. There are, you know, these Beta Breakers type races in other cities. There are these, the mud runs and the zombie runs and all these different kinds of things, the obstacle course. All these things that are either on public land or open to the public. There's no reason why you can't go. It doesn't matter these people aren't wearing uniforms. It doesn't matter that they're not famous. It doesn't matter that it's not, you know, NFL or NCAA football. Things are happening. Interesting moments are happening, and things that you could never get at an NFL or an NCAA game. It's not better or worse. It's just completely different. And a sports picture is a sports picture, and a good picture is a good picture, and it doesn't matter where it comes from. So I want to see people doing things that are different, because I'm tired of seeing these same baseball, football, auto racing pictures, the mountain climbing pictures where every single one looks like a different, you know, the same as a different one. You guys need to be pushing yourselves, because as long as you're just sitting there pushing the button, you may get one picture out of 10,000. But the other 9,999 are going to look exactly the same as all the other ones. And I'm tired of it. We're just going to start deleting these pictures, and we're never going to talk about them. And because of that, you're never going to get any better doing it. Outside the lines, fans, in the city, all these things are very valid places to get sports pictures if something's happening.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it? You're good?
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with 100% what Matt said. Now I understand what he wants to say. So take it to heart. Think about it. Give us a bit more. We've not been getting it from you. So those of you who seem
some
like you're
people,
doing a...
Some people have. We were just talking about a couple people in the group who have made fantastic improvements, like night and day from, what, 4 months ago? People who are giving us terrible, boring pictures of the same kind that we're talking about here versus people who are, when we see these pictures come into the pool, we're like, is this really the same person as 4 months ago? If you listen to us and if you challenge yourself, you will make good pictures. But if you're content just clicking away or whatever, it's just going to get boring. You're going to look back at all of your pictures and you're going to say, why didn't I take more advantage of the time that I had and the access that I had? If you are listening to this on iTunes, thank Apple and then rate us. The higher we are rated, the more popular we are, and one day we might be featured as the top sports photography podcast. Yeah, that's it.
Not only is you in a monthly themed competition, it is your chance to bask yourself in sports photography limelight. Listeners pit their photos against one another for a chance to enter the kingdom of BLFS. And of course, win a t-shirt while you're at it. If you want to play along, pause this podcast now. Pause. Good. Now go to your Flickr page or group and click on this month's UN thread. Will you win? Find out now. Very, very good. I did not invite any of the images. Not so good is that most images definitely should not be here and should be in training ground. I mean, we probably will tell people to go in training ground, but you know, that's how it goes. All right, Matt Cohen, third place.
Third place, I have Mayor Michelson. Milkson by Ben. It's a soccer player sticking his tongue out running by a big floodlight. Yeah, I mean, this is not a great picture, but I am kind of a sucker for pictures that have big floodlights in the background. I try to use them sometimes, and this is one of the times where you have to be metering manually, because otherwise, the floodlight will be the only thing that's properly exposed and the guy's face will be completely black. But I like it looks kind of like a halo, and it has that flare that's coming straight down from the post, from the light. So I like it. It's, you know, it's a good emotion kind of shot, and it, you know, it's a good night shot. It's got the ring of light around his hair. So it's good. It's not great. Third place.
I don't have one. So I'm going to move on to my second place, which is JRash168. I'm going to read a bit description. Not really, because it's too many words. What is great about this is that it's not really about the fact that it's night, because this could be shot during the day. It's not really taking advantage of the whole night thing. We were hoping people would do that. There are shots. There is a shot in the entire... there was the climbing shot that used a black background as a night background. I thought it was okay. That's a good use of it. But the picture is very, very subpar. So I didn't really want to consider putting it in the top three. But the fact that this is this shot by JRash is very, very good because of the fact that he didn't concentrate, or he didn't focus on the guy celebrating. And I think he understood the moment that happened. It was a touchdown or a field goal, whatever. They're celebrating. They've won. They just scored a point, whatever. But it's completely covered by the guy in the foreground, number 54. So had he shot this and had the focus been on the guy's jumping up for joy, he made a shit shot. But he had the sensibility, and I don't know, it's a bit reedy. There's been a lot of sharpening going on in this picture, by the way, that he would focus rather on the guy in the front. He made it into a picture because you can see that the guys are obviously not very, very happy. And it creates a very, you know, unusual photo in that the loser is the main, you know, thing. It's beautiful. It's beautifully, beautifully done. And you can see the guy's expression. I really, really love the way he framed it. Everything's just great. So that's my number two.
Yeah, that's my number two also. I just want to add that these kind of pictures where you're getting the celebration and the dejection into the frame, you should always try to do that. It's rare that the picture will read as well as this does. Like, a lot of times you'll see on one part of the frame is the guy who's dejected and the other part of the frame is the guys who are celebrating, and it just looks disjointed and it looks like it should end up being cropped into two different pictures. This is kind of a rare one where everything is composed really well, and like Ryu said, the focus is on the guy who's dejected, but there's no problem telling that the two guys who are in the background are celebrating, and that's why it's good, because those guys don't have to be in focus for you to tell that they're celebrating. So yeah, good job. Number two.
You want to talk about number one? Because it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful shot.
This one is so clearly ahead that we didn't have to even talk about this to both know that this was going to be the winner. This is probably going to be among the one or two best shots that we see and you win for this year. I would challenge everybody to try and get to this point. This is just great stuff. The normal, like, let's say that Brendan is one of the guys that we've been talking about where we say that we've seen a fantastic improvement in his work. And this one was kind of stunning to me because this, even looking at how he's improved over the last few months, this was kind of staggering to me. Like, I looked at it and I was like, yeah, I know he's been getting better, but I didn't realize he was getting this better. So let's break this picture down. And you have the waves in the foreground that are really close. So he was obviously in the water. You have a really nice sky. You have a surfer silhouetted. And you have the city on the shore. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. Those lights curving, the way the waves are curved. I mean, this picture is ridiculous. But let's look at this picture and say, you know, if you just look at the right half of the picture. So make it into a vertical and you have the waves on the bottom and the rider on the left-hand edge of the frame and then you have the sky. You would say, yeah, that's a nice picture. It would probably be a good picture still, but look at everything that went into this picture and look at how well all of these things are working together. It's not just about the subject. And I think that we haven't done a good enough job explaining that to people. It's not just about the thing that you're shooting. It's about everything that you choose to put into the frame. So you could say, okay, well, the background sucks, so I cropped it down to where just the subject was. But then it's going to look like a whole lot of other pictures. This picture is not going to look like any other pictures because of the care that went into making sure that everything was working. The sky, the rider, the waves, and the city in the background. This picture doesn't happen by you clicking the shutter button 1,000 times. It just doesn't. This picture, nobody is accidentally stepping into this picture, right? This is something that had to be planned out and thought about, and these are the things that Brendan has been showing us in all of the pictures that he's been submitting, is that he's thinking about what's going on. He's pushing himself. He's getting into the water in the dark, shooting a surfer who probably can't even see him. Come on. I'm not saying you need to make pictures that are this great, but you need to be trying.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I would hope that you guys would have pictures like this in the future, but this is sublime. Really, just sublime picture. And I was just looking through Brendan's stuff when Matt was talking, his previous stuff, and he really has improved a lot. His stuff in the past, already, you know, some of them, I just wanted to close my eyes and just forget I didn't really see them. Fantastic. Really, really great. So, Brendan, you've won yourself a t-shirt. So, please contact us via our website or our Flickr group. And we will, yeah, send you a t-shirt of your choice. And congratulations. Fantastic
picture.
Just to
reiterate, Brendan has gone from somebody whose pictures I didn't want to look at a few months ago to this. Are there any more questions about what we're doing here is helpful? There shouldn't be. Please listen to us. Please don't just blow this off. Please don't just dump pictures into Flickr. we want everybody to be this good, and there's really no reason why most of you can't be, right? Please listen to us, please.
That's very emotional this time around, but I'm not. So that's it for Ewan. And next month, we'd like for you to shoot emotions, and emotions that means sad and happy and frustrated and delighted. And yeah, and it's been very difficult for some people to be able to kind of get this whole emotion thing down. But yeah, just think about just emotion in general. We want to see that in your sports photographs. That's it for You Win, and we will see you next month.
If you came here looking for info on Training Ground, you are out of luck. Kind of, but not quite. We've moved it to YouTube, and therefore you'll get to see your rewards and punishments on video. Go to youtube.com and search for Big Lens Fast Shutter, four separate words. Think we only say bad things about sports photography? You say we got no soul? Hell no. We're gonna prove you wrong with
Cross Counter!
Time to hold your fellow sports photographers' hands as we tell you why a specific sports photograph makes us quiver with joy.
Yeah, I'm always gonna get Matt with that when I say that cross counter thing, but you know, that's how it goes. Can I go first?
Yeah.
You are on a Big Lens Fast Shutter website. You're clicking on the link and you'll be able to see it. It is from 2009. It is from theboston.com, or it's just boston.com. And they have these like best sports photographs and best whatnot all the time. And sometimes they're very, very good. Sometimes very, very bad. And in most cases, very useful for us because then we can kind of choose photos from this. And it's number 20. And this description says, during the Harvard versus Dartmouth football game, whatever, that's the description. And it's a picture of a fan dressed in, like, whatever that color is of the Harvard color, I guess, no? Prancing around on the steps with numbers. And it's beautifully done. What's great about it, I think the photographer took care in looking at how the numbers are done. So he got 7 through 14 at the bottom and 12 through 19 at the top. And it's all, the lines are all straight as much as he could possibly do it. The contrast between the red numbers, the grayish concrete, and the guy has this, I think he probably shot a couple of frames of this guy doing it, but this turned out to be the best. And it's just done very, very good job. And this is not a sports shot. It's a shot of a fan at a sporting event. And he's made, I'm probably sure, like this probably was the best shot of the entire day for him because it's just done so beautifully. So here's another vote to sports. It doesn't really necessarily have to be something that is action, but it is part of the entire game for that day and for that moment. And he's this dude, John Tolumaki from Globe, did a great job. So that's my cross counter.
Yeah, I like that one a lot too. And just to go back a minute, like there are all these lists where you can find collections of great sports photos. Boston.com does a really, really great job both with the big picture, which is their kind of roundup photo blog where they pull pictures. They'll do the Paris to Dakar rally, and they'll do, there's like a, even journalism things like just forest fires, or they'll do seasonal things like winter, fall, spring, and they'll just aggregate like 50 pictures from all over the place. And these are really edited very well. These are far, far better than the list that ESPN and SI put out. These are, I don't know why they're so much better. I guess the people that are editing them just care more, but
it's pretty good.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if this one still is going right now or not. If this isn't, these are, Ree and I both independently picked pictures from this list, which is kind of cool. I don't know if this sports one is still going, but you can go to boston.com and search for the big picture, and that's their overall photo blog, and it's really, really great stuff. So like I said, the other one is these four ladies coming out of their dressing rooms in their bathing suits for the Coldwater Swimming Championships. I'm not going to get too much into it because we've already talked about it, but it's just, this is the kind of picture that we like to see where there's a symmetry to it, that the doors matching the swimsuits, the lettering on the top. It's okay that you cropped off the lady's feet or whatever, because there's a lot of moving parts and it's still a good picture even without it. these are the kind of things that happen, like I said, outside of stadiums, outside of where you need credentials. And it's just a really nice picture. And this is the kind of picture that even in a thumbnail form, somebody's going to stop and click on it. And really, that's what you want. You don't have to have a great thumbnail, but it's certainly, if you're making a picture that would make you a great thumbnail, then people are going to look at it. And if they just see, oh, well, it's two guys going up for a header. You know, how many pictures have all of us seen of that? And how many pictures like this have all of us seen? Not that many. That is, once again, you know, reiterating from Masterclass, I want to see more pictures like this.
This is really, by the way, this is probably wasn't a shot that he was looking to shoot, because there's a reason why it's a bit crooked. I think he just kind of reacted instantly to this particular shot.
Yeah.
But good reaction on this, because I think he saw it. He's like, oh, let me go take a picture. And yeah, I mean, it's less than perfect in terms of getting everything straightened out, but he's got it. And I think that in this case, it matters a lot. The fact that he got it. If he had a choice, he would probably do it again and get everything straightened out and everything, maybe a bit wider so if things are not being cut off. But he got it. I'm not saying like he got it like for instance, talking about people who score goals or touchdowns and he got the shot. It doesn't really matter like what he did, but the results are there. But this is a bit more than that he got something a bit more special than stuff that you can get day in and day out in any sort of sporting events. That's it for this month. If you're sick of all this niceness and have the urge for some pain, why not post your photos in Training Ground or in Flickr? Simply go to flickr.com and search for Big Lens Fast Shutter. If you cannot find us, then please go to Big Lens Fast Shutter and they will have a pool of photos to the right that's listed on the Flickr, our Flickr group page, and you'll be able to actually go to the site from there. And with that, we end the 32nd episode of Big Lens Fast Shutter. Can't do this without you, our beautiful listeners, and obviously Rob with 2Bs, our fantastic producer. Even if you're not as evil as Matt Cohen, please go to our Facebook page and like us. Better yet, do that and subscribe to our blog at biglensfastshutter.com so that you won't miss any of our latest and greatest hits. And if you love us even more, please rate this podcast on iTunes. And obviously, if you have that dollar in your pocket or whatever currency is hanging out in your, you know, pocket or back pocket or whatever, please donate it to us. To recap, Facebook, blog, iTunes, and donate. Rinse, repeat. Love us more. See you next month.